You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The 3rd of June is Volunteers Week, and volunteers are vital for delivering RNIB services. Today, we're talking to Malcolm, who is a Living Well with Sight Loss volunteer, about his experience. Hi, Malcolm. Thanks so much for joining us. How did you first get involved in RNIB?
Well, I've been involved with RNIB since 2016, and I started off actually on my journey as volunteering on the Tech for Life team, working on a survey that they were doing. So I would ring up people and ask them, you know, how did you get on with this volunteer? Did they manage to solve your problems? And all of that sort of thing. Then it morphed into more of a techie-focused role as a technical support coordinator, which suited me because my background is IT-based. Whilst I was doing that, I also got introduced to the main person responsible for the Living with Sight Loss courses in Wales. And that sounded quite interesting to me, especially as being visually impaired. I had different ways of coping. I had my own coping strategies that I would deploy. So I sat on a couple of courses and found, oh, this is quite nice, actually. And so I did development training, and then I helped as a co-facilitator on the face-to-face versions of the Living with Sight Loss courses. The information that we covered was wide-ranging, starting from the very beginning of a person's encounter with the sight loss and the consequences of that, and what help and assistance the person would need, right through to the very end, which is, okay, now you've been registered, you've been coping, what's happened in your life, what's happened in your home with your mobility, what help is out there. And there are certain aspects of that that I felt really passionate about. One in particular was seeing how technology can affect a visually impaired person and how it can help them and aid them in their journey.
And what do you enjoy most about volunteering for RNIB?
The crucial thing is, to me, was to two-way communication, really. It's first for the facilitators to impart the knowledge and the information that is relevant from the Living with Sight Loss course to those people attending, but also, and of equal merit, receive the communication back and understanding how sight loss affects people in different ways. I got great enjoyment out of that. Really engaging and beneficial to be part of that team. And sometimes to see and witness first time the difference the course can make to an individual. And there was one particular time in a course in Carmarthen that really sticks in my mind, of this lady that came, an older lady that came with her daughter, and she had recently lost her sight and she was struggling. One of her passions was reading. She could no longer read, and she couldn't cook. She couldn't do this. She couldn't do that. So that particular first day of the course, she was there and she was listening to things. As part of the course, one of the things we would talk about was the talking books. And the following week, we went along and this lady came back, and I could have swore it was her twin sister, because the difference in the lady was fantastic. She was happy and cheerful. She was fully engaged. It's almost as though it was totally a different type of person. At the end of the course, when we were talking about talking books, that night, her daughter took her home and they set up the talking books for her. She then re-established her joy of reading again, because she was now able to listen to her books. And to her world just opened up again. There's something that stuck with me, to see how transformative it can be for a person who feels as though their life has ended, that what they used to do, they can no longer do. By the material that presented on the course, they're now equipped to cope in a different way.
And alongside helping other people learn things, have you yourself learned anything new through volunteering?
Absolutely, I have. I can say how I'm coping as a visually impaired person and some of my coping strategies, some of the techniques that I deal with. But equally, I benefit because I'm hearing how other people are coping, and they may come up with a suggestion. Oh, I've never thought of doing it that way. Well, that's a good idea. I found that actually by volunteering and helping out, I get tremendous amount of benefit coming back But one valuable tip I learned from a course was someone saying, did you know that when you go in a place, if you find you can't see anything, just get your phone out, turn the camera on, and you'll find that that will help you see inside a building. And I like traveling with my wife and also a bit on my own. And I do find that, again, the nature of my vision loss is such that when I do go in a building, I can't see. The contrast is gone and the lighting's not right. But that tip that someone gave me was a game changer, because now out comes my iPhone, turn the camera on, and now I can pan around and I can see the inside the building and the detail as much as anyone else can, because the camera's giving that boost.
And why would you encourage other people to try volunteering for RNIB as well?
I would encourage anybody to volunteer because you get so much satisfaction out of helping others and seeing the transformation it can have in a person's life, whether that be if you're visually impaired or non-visually impaired. The fact that you're helping someone overcome their difficulties, that they can see things differently and that they can do things differently, but their life, more importantly, carries on. But that's a tremendous benefit, something that's very difficult to put into words, but it's a great satisfaction.
Well, thank you so much, Living Well with Sight Loss volunteer Malcolm, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a joy. Thank you.
If you or anyone you know has not previously lent a hand to our work in RNIB, we've got some simple actions that you can take on, which don't involve making a commitment to a formal volunteering role. You could also get on board as a Clear Streets champion. All we ask is that you adopt 6 simple behaviours to keep pavements free of hazards and obstructions for blind and partially sighted people who live in your area. If you would like to find out more about this and other aspects of RNIB volunteering, please join an online volunteering information session on Friday the 7th of June at either 10:30 a.m. or 2 p.m. Email volunteering@rnib.org.uk to find out how to attend.